This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. A bus crash in Western Bulgaria early Tuesday has killed at least 45 people, according to authorities. The bus, which was registered in northern Macedonia, crashed around 2 a.m., and there were children among the victims, according to authorities. Seven people were taken to hospitals for treatment. The cause of the crash was not immediately clear, officials said. An investigation will be launched. The SUV driver who plowed into a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee, killing at least five people and injuring 48, was leaving the scene of a domestic dispute that had taken place just minutes earlier. That's according to the Waukesha police chief on Monday. The chief, Dan Thompson, said that there was no evidence that the bloodshed Sunday was a terrorist attack, or that the suspect, Daryl Brooks Jr., knew anything in the parade or anyone in the parade. Brooks acted alone. 39-year-old had left the site of the domestic disturbance before officers arrived and was not being chased by police at the time of the crash, according to the chief, who gave no further details on the dispute. Police said that they were drawing up five charges of intentional homicide against Brooks. Ethiopia's Nobel Peace Prize-winning prime minister says that he will lead his country's army from the battlefront beginning Tuesday, a dramatic new step in a devastating year-long war. Abiy Ahmed said that this is a time when leading the country with martyrdom is needed. With rival Tigray forces moving closer to the capital, his government this month declared a state of emergency. An estimated tens of thousands of people have been killed in the war between Ethiopia and the Ethiopian Tigray region. This is VOA News. Former South Korean military strongman Chun Doo-hwan, who crushed pro-democracy demonstrations in 1980, has died. He was 90. Officials say Chun died in his home Tuesday morning after suffering a cardiac arrest. He seized power in a 1979 military coup and ruled South Korea for about 8 years. He brutally suppressed pro-democracy protests and detained tens of thousands of people to consolidate the grip of his power. Official data say that about 200 people were killed in a government crackdown in 1980 on protests in the southern city of Gwangju. After leaving office, Chun was convicted of mutiny, treason, and corruption. He was sentenced to death, but he was later pardoned. An American man filed a lawsuit alleging the United States government Monday held him for more than a month in immigration detention, even though he was a U.S. citizen. The 61-year-old Brian Buechlin sued in a federal court, alleging that he was unfairly kept in an immigration detention facility when he should have been freed after serving a prison sentence in the state of California. Buechlin was born in the British Virgin Islands, but was transferred to the custody of U.S. immigration authorities in June 2020 after serving a sentence for assault and possession of a firearm, according to the Asian Americans Advancing Justice Asian Law Caucus. That's one of the organizations representing him. The foreign ministers of Iraq and Sweden on Monday discussed the situation of Iraqi asylum seekers in Europe during a visit of Sweden's foreign minister, Ann Lind. Lind said that the use of human beings for political purposes in Belarus is unacceptable and thanked Iraq for taking concrete steps to address the crisis. Hundreds of Iraqis returned home Thursday from Belarus after abandoning their hopes of reaching the European Union. Repatriation that came after tensions at Poland's eastern border, where thousands of migrants became stuck in a cold and soggy forest. The West has accused Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko of using the migrants as pawns to destabilize the 27-nation bloc in retaliation for its sanctions on its regime. Attorneys made a final push to persuade the jury in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, the 25-year-old black man who was fatally shot last year while running in Georgia. Prosecution said Monday in closing arguments that three white men chased Arbery solely because he was a black man running down the street. The defense repeatedly blamed Arbery for his own death. A defense attorney for the man who fired the fatal shot says Arbery was killed as he violently